The Washington football team officially has a new name. Here's team owner Daniel Snyder this morning.
Today's a big day for our team, our fans, a day in which we embark on a new chapter as the Washington Commanders.
The Washington Commanders, they were known as the Redskins until July 2020. That name had been viewed as a racial slur against Native Americans, but the team stuck with it over the decades. Now this new name brings a chance to rebrand. Nikki Jamvala covers the Washington Commanders for the Washington Post. Nikki, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So the team was called the Washington Football Team for more than a year as it was conjuring up this new name, the Commanders. Why did it take two full football seasons to figure this one out?
Yeah, it's a fairly complex process, especially as I learned in reporting on this. They actually held that temporary name for 18 months. And I think the original goal was, you know, to maybe do it for one season and then slowly unveil the new one. But a lot of it is discovery and trying to learn insight from fans on what means a lot to them, learning from alumni, players, coaches. And then really going through a complex legal process and trying to vet trademarks and copyrights and trying to find a name that is unlike any other so you don't run into any legal hurdles down the road. And then finally, the creative and design process. So it's a very complex process that, you know, I know they've been really pouring over for quite some time.
I want to get to the creative and design process in a second, but first, since people have been calling for the name change since the 1970s, Daniel Snyder, who bought the team in 99, swore he would never change the name. Well, we just heard from him this morning. What happened in the meantime?
Yeah, things intensified in 2020, and it's really following the murder of George Floyd in Minnesota. I feel like that's when, you know, the national discussion over racial equality really intensified. And that ultimately led to calls from some of the team's top sponsors, FedEx, Pepsi, Nike, you know, all refused to continue doing business with the team if they retained their old name. And sadly, sometimes, you know, money talks. And that's when the team decided to review the name and shortly after decided to retire its old name and begin looking for a new one.
And the new one is the Commanders. Again, the team tweeted out this morning, one legacy, one unified future. We are the Washington Commanders. What's the reaction so far?
It's been mixed. You know, I think some fans are, you know, trying to embrace it. I certainly don't think anybody, like, I don't think everybody's going to love it. And the team knows that, too. But the hope is that, you know, eventually they get on board. I've seen a lot of some really stark negative reactions too. Some simply just do not like the name. Some wish they held on to the old name. Doug Williams, a former quarterback, said he wished it was just still Washington Football Team. So it's been mixed, but they had their old name for 87 years. It's going to take some time for, you know, a lot of people to, you know, really embrace this as their new name.
And we'll see about the merch. Washington Commanders, 10 letters each. Wonder if there's going to be at least a slimmer font size needed. We'll find out. Nikki Jamvala covers the Washington Commanders for the Washington Post. Nikki, thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.